Perhaps in Kavod Shavuos, maybe I should discuss a little bit about Birchas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and there's a mitzvah to recite the bracha before we learn Torah, Birchas HaTorah. So there is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara makes a statement, Minayin leBirchas HaTorah lefaneha min HaTorah. Where do you see that it's a din daraisa, min HaTorah, that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah? So he says, Shenemar, who is it? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rav. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Elokeinu. When I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone should give praise. So the Gemara in Yume says, based on that pasuk, that when the Kohen Gadol recites the Shem HaMeforash on Yom Kippur, in the middle of the Seder Avodah, so everybody kneels on the floor, Kol Ham Ha'im De'Mazara Ha'ikorim Mishtachvah Mimlodim, they would do Mishtachvah, then this is based on Kishem Hashem Ekra over Godel Elokeinu. When I mention Shem Hashem, everyone should give Shevach. We have a minig, we don't say Shem HaMeforash, we have a minig when you hear somebody else say Shem Hashem. In a bracha, say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Pashta says that it's not Mikra Adin, Kishem Hashem Ekra is only the Shem HaMeforash, but there's such a minig like that, they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. But here the Gemara derives from that same Pasuk, that there's a requirement to recite Birchas HaTorah. How does it fit in Kishem Hashem Ekra? What, every time you learn Gemara, you have Shem Hashem? We're learning Chulin. We haven't come across Shem Hashem for a long, long, long time. You learn Bava Kama, you don't find Shem Hashem. Not so common. Well, how is it Shem Hashem Ekra? So the Maharsha has a comment on this Gemara in the Chidushi HaGodeh. Rav Chaim Balozhiner has the same comment in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. He doesn't quote the Maharsha, but he gives the same comment. They both explain the Gemara based on the Zohar that the Ramban quotes in the Hagadamah to his commentary on Chumash. The Zohar makes a statement that Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Chumash from the beginning to the end, from Bereishis till the end of Kol Yisrael, it's all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's very unclear. So the Ramban has an interpretation of the Zohar, but it's usually not understood like the Ramban. Ramban there in the Hakdamah to his commentary on Chumash writes that the way we read it, Bereishis Bara Elokim Asah Shamayim Asah Haaretz. But if you'll stop in it differently, you can divide the word Bereishis into two words, and maybe every couple of letters will constitute one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not familiar with these names. If you don't have the separation of the words the way we have, you just have the same letters, and you separate the letters in a different form of separation from the way we have. So the Ramban says that's what it means. Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's usually understood differently. It's usually understood based on the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Mishpatim. It says that if a person kills b'mezid, so you give him the death penalty. If a person kills b'shoigeg, accidentally, he has to run away to the Ari Miklot. So the pasuk says, if it was b'shoigig for helakim mina miyota, it was min hashamayim. It wasn't his fault. It was an accident. He went to go chopping down trees in the forest, the way the Chumash describes. He wasn't even aware that there was anybody else there in the forest, and he killed someone else by accident. So the pasuk says for helakim mina miyota, it was min hashamayim. So samti lechamakam mashiyan hasham. So Rashi quotes from a medrash, commenting on the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Pasuk says, what's the Mashal HaKadmoni? So Rashi writes, Mashal HaKadmoni, the Kadmoni is the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's the ancient one, he was there before the world, before he created the world. And the Mashal HaKadmoni is the Torah, it's Mishal HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kadmoni Shal Olam. And it says in the Chumash, Ve'elekim Hina Liyadoi, it means Ben HaShamayim, if they want someone to die, and to punish someone that he should die, so they're going to cause, they're going to pick Megagalim Schus Aide Zaka V'Chayva Aide Chayv. They'll pick an evil person, Min HaShemayim, they'll pick a bad person, that it should be Nikra Al Shemo, that he was the one, he exercised his Bechira Chavshis to kill this person. That's, they could have suspended the Bechira Chavshis of a Tzaddik and forced the Tzaddik also to kill a person. But we don't want him to go down in history as the Rasha who did this terrible thing. So Megagalim Schus Aide Zakai, when there's a Tzaddik, and Min HaShemayim, they want something to take place, and the Tzaddik didn't have the foggiest notion, he wasn't going to do that. So sometimes Min HaShemayim, they'll suspend his Bechira Chavshis and cause him to take a stand to do this activity. That's called Megagalim Schus Aide Zakai. Min HaShemayim, they'll see to it that a Tzaddik should go down in history for doing the good thing. He didn't really choose to do it. They suspended his Bechira Chavshis, Min HaShemayim. He should do it. And sometimes they'll suspend Bechira Chavshis over Russia and cause him to do an evil thing. So that's what it says in the pasuk. For Lekimin and Leod, it was Min HaShemayim that I fell down from the ladder and I fell on someone and I caused him to die. He deserved to die, but and Min HaShemayim, they had to pick someone to cause him to. So the fact that they picked me means that I'm a Russia. Now I have to run away to the Ari Miklot. They wouldn't have chosen me to do the dirty work that I should cause him to die, if not for the fact that I'm a Chai, Megagalim Chai V'Aidei Chai. So Rashi quotes this from the Medrash, that the Pshat in that Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel is Kasher Yom HaMashal HaKadmoni, it means the Torah is Mishalo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Kadmonu Shel Olam. So what do you mean Mishalo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means a Mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it means more than that. The Chofetz Chaim writes in one of his little Svarim in Sefer Shem Olam, he says it's a Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only a Mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a photograph, he says. If you don't know what the President of the United States looks like, and you look in the newspaper, look on television, have his photograph, so you'd be able to identify him. If he'd be walking in the street in the Capitol, near the White House, you'd be able to identify the President based on the photograph. So the Baruch Shel Olam gave us the Torah, which is a description of Elokus. So Rav Chaim Alozhin explains, just like the Kuzari has an expression approximately like this, Ili Yadaitiv Hayisiv. If I would understand Alakus, I would be the Rabbanu Shalom himself. The only one who can understand Alakus is the Rabbanu Shalom. It's Lamana Mehasogas Maniyot. So just like we cannot understand Alakus, we can't understand a Mashal of Alakus either. So the Torah, it won't be comprehensive, we won't be able to understand it if it's going to be a Mashal. So he says the Torah is a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of Elokus. When you learn Kol HaTorah Kulo, you have a description of Elokus. So that's what's usually understood. Not like the Ramban, that you can break down the word Bereshis, Baruch Hu, lead the letters in the same direction. You break them up differently, you separate the letters differently, you come up with Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually understood that it does mean that. It means that the Torah is Shem Hashem. Let's say someone is not here. So I say there's a tape recorder here, there's another kind of tape recorder, there's a Gemara, there's a pair of glasses, there's a loudspeaker, there's a Siddur, there's a Chumash, there's a Gemara. When I say this, I say what is here, so I'm giving a description of what it looks like over here. When you say the Torah is Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means it's a description of Elokus, not an outright description. It's Derech Mashal, not really Derech Mashal, a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal. So that's how the Maharsha and Rav Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim, that's how they understand this Gemara. Kishem Hashem Ekrov, when I'm about to learn about the essence of Elokus, when you learn Torah, whether you're learning Chulin, you're learning Baba Kama, whatever you happen to be learning, that's a description of Elokus. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says that Birchas HaTorah Lefanecha is min HaTorah, it's a din deraisa. So the Ramban has, the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos where he lists off which, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, and then Ramban disagrees here and there. He deletes so many mitzvahs asay, he deletes so many mitzvahs lo says, he has to replace them with other mitzvahs asay, replace them with other mitzvahs lo says. So one of the mitzvahs asay that the Ramban replaces, because he deleted one from the Rambam, is that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah, so it's really to be taken literally, so it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. How come the Rambam didn't count it? That's his time. How come the Rambam didn't mention that Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah and it should be counted as one of the mitzvahs? So perhaps the Rambam suggests, perhaps one will think that it's all one big mitzvah to learn Torah and to recite a bracha in connection with the Liman HaTorah. The Rambam says he doesn't think that's correct. And he gives a mashal that when you bring Bikurim, so there are two mitzvahs, two distinct mitzvahs, the Mani HaMitzkan. One is Havoas HaBikurim, one is Mikra Bikurim. And you don't say it's one big mitzvah of bikurim bishleimusa is the havas habikurim with the mikra bikurim. And sometimes people bring bikurim a ger, let's say, as a machlekes hatanoim, whether a ger is maybe bikuri, or isha, whether isha is mabia ve'enukura. So you don't say that there's a mitzvah bishleimusa and mitzvah shalom bishleimusa. He said there are two different mitzvahs. One of mitzvah is havas habikurim, and one mitzvah is mikra bikurim. So he thinks over here also there should really be two distinct mitzvahs. One is Talmud Torah, and one is Brichas HaTorah. What's the nature of the Brichas HaTorah? We usually assume all the other Brichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanim. We put on a talus in the morning, the Brichas HaMitzvah we assume is only the Rabbanim. You put on a pair of tefillin, shake a lulav, every other mitzvah, the Brichas HaMitzvah is the Rabbanim. That's how we assume. Some Achrayim want to take it for the Yerushalmi, based on the Yerushalmi, that all Brichas HaMitzvah are their Isa. But we clearly do not paskan like that, because we paskan Allah HaMaisa, Sofik brachas lahakel on a Sofik mitzvah. Let's say a person shook a lulav in the morning and then he finds out that there's a Sofik, maybe the hadasim were merkovim and maybe the esrig was a murkov. So he has to shake over because you're not yoytze if it's a murkov. If it's a hybrid of a different mint, so it's the wrong mint. So the din is Sofik daraisa luchumer. Let's say the first day sukkahs and the tilos lulav is daraisa. The rest of the yontav shenish shogol is only the rabbanim. Lulav nito kol shiva is only the rabbanim. So if you have a sofik on a derabbanon, maybe you were yotz, maybe you were not yotz, so strictly speaking, sofik derabbanon lekula. You're not mechuyev to shake the lulav over again. But on the first day yontav, that is clearly a mitzvah minat Torah, so the din is you have to shake the lulav over again, b'li bracha. Why? Because sofik bracha is lahakel. Sofik bracha is lahakel only applies to a bracha that's derabbanon. If you have a bracha that's deraisa, you say sofik deraisa lechumer. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a person ate a filling meal, he ate kedei svia. And the Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savata u'v'erachta as-Hashem l'kecha. So the person ate pas, he ate bread, and it was a very filling meal. So then he has to recite Brichas HaMazon min HaTor. So if he's, later on he doesn't remember whether he said Brichas HaMazon, didn't say, so you have to repeat Brichas HaMazon again. Sofik deraisa l'chumah. You don't say Sofik brachas l'hokal. Sofik brachas l'hokal only applies when the bracha that you're dealing with is only a bracha derabbanan. So the fact that we paskin, if a person is misupik, whether he was yotzin into las lulavs, he has to shake the lulav again and not say a bracha. So it's a clear hachacha that the birchas hamitzvah, we paskin birchas hamitzvah is lav deraisa. So the Ramban says, even though birchas hamitzvah is lav deraisa, but birchas haTorah is deraisa, the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk. So that's the shala. How come the Rambam didn't quote that? So some want to say the Rambam disagrees, he holds that birchas haTorah is also only midi rabbanan. I think Mari here says, Omer Av Yudah Marab, Minayin the Birchas HaTorah, Shehi Min HaTorah. So maybe the Rambam held that this Gemara is Cholag on the other Gemaras, because the Gemara later in Brachas, Perek Shlosh HaShachlu, suggests that based on the Pasuk, Kishem HaShem Ekra, B'gov Lelakenu, we derive that there's an Inyan to recite Birchas HaMazon B'mezuman. We should all have Amir V'Aniya. When I say, Nevarach HaLakenu Shachal Mishalah, you have to answer. Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I call upon you to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go to Allah and give the praise. So maybe we learn out from the Pasuk that the Birchas HaZimun is deraisa. Maybe learn out from the Pasuk that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he mentions the Shem HaMeforash, everybody has to be Karei Mishtachve, and everybody has to say Baruch Shem. Maybe learn out other things. Maybe we reject. Maybe the Rambam assumes the other Gemaras are Cholag on this Gemara, and the Rambam perhaps paskins that Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanim. But the Ramban holds, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs feels that the Gemara should be accepted. La'alocha Birchas HaTorah is their Isa, and he says the nature from this pasuk, and he explains the nature of the bracha. It's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah; it's a Birchas HaShebach. We praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We say V'harvna as Duvis Eroscha V'Finu V'Yamcha V'Esom and Yanachnem V'Tzetzoenu. Doesn't sound like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Didn't say Nasalanu Shebach Abanim Kam Nasalanu Es Tayrosoi. So the Ramban says we're praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas HaShebach. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam that he gave us such a kli chemda, he gave us such a wonderful thing. He gave us shlita over the Torah. So the Ramban, we assume la'alocha like that. The Mishnah Brura quotes la'alocha from the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva la'alocha. Is Birchas HaTorah deraisa the Rabbono? So he says, it's the Ramban says, beferish that is deraisa. We're not sure what the Rambam holds. So he thinks we should pass like the Ramban, because that's the simple reading of the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Shagas Aryeh, we should pass like the Ramban. But let's say a person woke up in the morning and he's not sure whether he said Birchas HaTorah or not. So he says, we assume that is deraisa. So Sofik deraisa l'chumer. You would have to say over. It can't be deraisa. You have to say all the three brachas. Lasik b'divrei Sora b'harvna, and then Ashapach banu kam nasalanus tayros, and not all three are there. Aista. So you have to say at least one of them. So which one should you say? So Mistama, the third bracha, Ashapach banu kam nasalanus tayros. The Gemara says that's the more mechubedik bracha. That's the Gemara at the end of the first perek in brachas talks about the text of the Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara says the third bracha is the most mechubedik bracha. So they're really different kinds of brachas. Really different kinds of brachas. According to the Ramban, it's a Birchas HaShevach, that it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. See, in Birchas HaMitzvah there's a din, you have to call HaMitzvahs Kulam, the Gemara has in Psochem Dav Zayin. Call HaMitzvahs Kulam, Avarach Aleim, Oivel Asiyos. You have to recite the bracha before you're about to perform the mitzvah. Why does the Gemara use a lotion, Oivel Asiyos? Why don't they say Koidem? So the Gemara explains, the Rishonim explain in the Gemara. Oivel means immediately before. Koidem would mean, on my way to shul, I'll say a bracha l'hisata b'tzitzis, and 5 minutes later, I'll put on the tzitzis. That's koidem asiyos. Oivel means immediately before, as opposed to oivel the oivel. You shouldn't say the bracha too far in advance. The Gemara says in Menachos, in the sugi of tefillin, the end of HaKoimetz Rabbah. Tefillin, name asayim mevaruch aleim. When is the proper time to say the bracha? After the tefillin, shalyad is already sitting on your arm. You're about to do the hiduk. So then you say the bracha. I mean, immediately before you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. You don't say way before when you're taking the bias shalyad out of the tefillin zak. You say when it's already on your arm, then you say the bracha.
If it's mesupik, if you said the bracha, so the rice would have to say it again.
Yeah.
But if it's mesupik, if he has to make the bracha, he wouldn't say it. But if a person sleeps during the day, the meaning is, I think, that people do not say berachas haTorah.
That's a mach, yeah. Correct. Meaning is we don't say, yeah. That's a machlokes harishayim. So we have accepted the opinion that you don't say.
Yeah.
The Pashto says, according to the Ramban, there's a machlokes on Shavuos morning. A lot of people stay up. A lot of people stay up Leil Shavuos. I just found out this week. When did that minig begin? To stay up Leil Shavuos. I'm planning on touring in Greece this summer, so I came across this, that one of the Rabbanim who was educated in Salonika and later on moved to Eretz Yisrael was the one who wrote the Lucha Doidi, Rav Shlomo Halevi Alkavitz. He was very strong in Kabbalah, so he writes in one of his letters, they have a printed letter, that once on Leil Shavuos he was learning Bechavrusa with Rabbi Yosef Karo. He doesn't say where, but it seems that it was in Europe somewhere, not in Salonika, some other city in Europe. And in the middle of the learning, Rabbi Yosef Karo's voice wasn't talking. There was a sound coming out from his mouth, and he was awake, he was conscious, and it wasn't his voice at all. There was a different voice coming out of his throat. So that was the Magid. Rabbi Yosef Karo had a Magid who would take over, and he wouldn't be talking. The Magid would cause him to talk things from his mouth. That made sense? And he wrote a whole sefer in addition to the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and all the other svarim, Afkas Rechel, in addition to all the other svarim. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote a sefer, Magid Mesharim. He writes down what the Magid caused him, what sounds came out from his throat. So on Leil Shavuos, so Rav Shlomo Alkavitz writes this, the Magid was talking through the throat, whatever this means. This was a Magid of the Mishnah. It was the Mishnah speaking, the Shechina in the Mishnah. I don't know what it's supposed to mean. I never experienced it. So they saw that learning on Leil Shavuos is such a fantastic thing that he had a Magid talking through his throat. So they were the ones who instituted. They lived in the early 1500s. They're the ones who instituted this minhag to stay up on Shavuos night. It's based on a Medrash, that the Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael fell asleep. They didn't wake up in the morning. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said it's going to make the Maamid Hasin is going to be in the morning, and nobody showed up. Everybody was sleeping. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the dew to fall, and he woke everybody up with the towel, and then they were awake for the cover of the Kabbalah Sater. It's a very strange, what do you mean? There's another Medrash, the Ran, on the last page in Psochim, the Rif quotes on the last page in Psochim, quotes all the dinim of Sfira Soima, because in the Gemara, Sfira Soima is only in Menachos. And the Rif didn't write a sefer on Menachos, because Menachos is not negeh halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. The only one who wrote halacha l'maisa and the things kachim mataris is the Rama. All the other Rishonim just wrote things that are mamish negeh halacha l'maisa. So the Rif quotes all the dinim of Sfira Soima and the last page in Psochim. So the Ran there on the last daf in Psochim quotes on Medrash that when did Sfira Soima begin? So he says, it began Kodem Matan Torah. But Esau was so excited, they heard that Kabbalah Satorah is going to be in another 7 weeks. Every day they were counting, like some people are so excited, waiting to counting towards their own wedding. They're so excited they're going to get married soon, so they count how many days there are left till they're going to get married. But that's one of the Zechariahs that I have from Baron Lichtenstein. I remember he was counting how many days left till he's going to get married, before he got married. Every day in the Beis Medrash, he would tell us how many days left till he's going to get married. So the Ran quotes that the Rabbanu Shlom thought that it was such a beautiful hanhogah that Bnei Yisrael was so excited, so he gave us a mitzvah we should count every year, to count from Pesach until Shavuos, to build up the excitement in the Kavod Kabbalah Satorah. So don't the two Midrashim seem to contradict? Sometimes you have Machlokes Midrashim. Don't the two contradict? One Medrash says that they were so excited they were counting every day, how many days left to go till Kabbalah Satorah. And the other Medrash says that they were overslept in the morning. How could they oversleep? This was, they were waiting 7 weeks for this. So they quote in the Chassidish Sfarim, I remember saying, they quote, no, they were counting, they were all excited. And the Rambam writes that there's a basic distinction between the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. All the other Nevi'im got the Nevuah B'chaloyim, and Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah B'hokitz. So they were told that it's going to be Kabbalah Satorah, it's going to be a Nevuah. So they thought for a Nevuah, you have to sleep. So they bedafke didn't want to wake up. They're prepared to be mekabel the nevuah in their sleep. So the Banshlam woke them up. He said, no, everybody's going to be lekovet maimon asin. Everyone's going to be on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had all of his nevuahs b'hokitz for lo b'chalom when he was awake. So all of Bnei Yisrael had, and they saw, everybody saw the Gilui Shechina, and they heard everything, the Aseres Adibus. They heard everything like Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the higher level of nevuah. But I'll call upon him the...
the only first two
Dibros. The Mefarshim say that all the Dibros, but he didn't understand them, so then the Baruch Shalom said them again. So the first two he said, and the rest of them Moshe Rabbeinu said, but initially the Baruch Shalom said everything, and they heard everything, but they didn't understand it.
How can Hashem create one of the Taryag Mitzvahs based upon a Hanhag of Klal Yisrael if the Taryag Mitzvahs were created before Bria Sa'olam?
It's a good question. Okay, very good. It's a kasha on the Medrash that the Ran quoted. It's a very good kasha. We assume the mitzvahs existed even kodem Bria Soilam. Yeah. So the Mishnah Brura paskins like this, Shagasari, who paskins like the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah is the right. And if you have a Sofik, if you said Birchas HaTorah, you got to say. Yeah. So the question is, how often do you have to say? So on Shavuos, usually a Birchas HaMitzvah has to be recited Oyvel HaSiyasim immediately before. What about Birchas HaTorah? So many Rishonim say, no, you can say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. You don't have to learn right away. It's not necessary to learn right away. The Gemara has a din. If a person, the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Brachos, if a person didn't recite, if he forgot to recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and he says Avarabba before Kriya Shema, so Avarabba can substitute, can serve as a Birchas HaTorah, because it speaks about the hashivas of learning Torah. So there the Yerushalmi says, Avarabba can only serve as a Birchas HaTorah, provided Shona Al Asar. If he learns right away after, he can't learn there if, in between Avarabba and the Kriya Shema, he can't learn in between Kriya Shema and the Shemana Esri, needs Michas Gula Tvil, he can't learn in between Shemana Esri and Tachnon, if it's a day on which they say Tachnon, so he has to learn after Tachnon, after the Chazan says the Chatzi Kaddish. Then he should take a safe. Instead of saying Ashrei Yevolatzion, he should learn a little bit. Should be Shon Al Asar. So many, half of the Rishonim say Shon Al Asar, you have to learn on the spot. It's only necessary when you want Avarabba to function, to serve as a Birchas HaTorah. But if he's saying Birchas HaTorah to serve, then there's no need for Shon Al Asar, because it's not like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to recite the Bracha immediately before Oyvel HaSiyosim, as opposed to Oyvel HaOyvel. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. You recite it in the morning on the assumption you're going to learn sometime during the day. It's a Birchas HaShevach. Doesn't necessarily have to be immediately before. We don't follow that opinion. We follow the other opinion, the other half of the Rishonim, that we require Shon Al Asar not only if you want Avarabba to serve as Birchas HaTorah, even if you say Birchas HaTorah itself, you're supposed to learn a little bit. But it's still different. Tosis points out, let's say a person wore tefillin in the morning, then he takes it off, then he wants to put on tefillin for Mincha. There were yeshivas in Europe where they put on tefillin. There were Litvish yeshivas in Europe where they put on tefillin for mincha. So the Gemara has a machlokes in Sukkah. Do you have to say a bracha the second time you put on tefillin on the same day? So we pasken, yes. Tefillin ke'aleim shem menicha mevorach aleim. Every time you put on tefillin, if there was a hesach hadas between the first time and the second time, you say a bracha the second time. So what if a person recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning, then he learns, then he goes to work, and then he has a chance, he has a break during lunchtime, so he learns a little Mishnah, so he learns his Daf Yomi. Then he goes to work right there, then he comes home and he has a chance to learn at night. So every time he had a hesach hadas, and then he goes back to learn again, does he say another bracha like tefillin? So Tosis at the end of the first parak has that famous Tosis. No, you don't have to say another bracha. Why not? Why is it different? So basically that's the difference, because Birchas HaTorah is perhaps deraisa. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaMitzvah is a different thing. Every time you do a Mais HaMitzvah, you got to say another bracha. But Birchas HaTorah is once a day, every day. That's why there's a shaila. If a person stayed up all night, and there was no Hesach HaDa, he was learning all night Shavuot, and it comes in the morning, does it make sense that he should say Birchas HaTorah again? So many poskim hold, yeah, it's required to recite Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. Where they get that from? Once a day, every day, even if you're learning straight, 24 hours straight, with no Hesach HaDas. That's because the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara says, how often are the Kohanim obligated to Duchen? So the Gemara says, once a day, every day. So let's say the Kohen Duchen in the first minyan, and then he wants to go home, and the second minyan asks him, please stay, we want a Kohen to Duchen in the second minyan. Gemara says, he's not mechuyev to stay for the second minyan. And Eretz Yisrael, you know, when they Duchen every day, so they Duchen Shachris and Musaf, that's what it says in the Mishnah, you Duchen at the end of Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, Duchen at the end of Chazaras HaShatz and Musaf also. So the Keren Ora writes on Gemara and Saita, we learned the Gemara and Eil and Emarim, that's only with the Rabbanim. In Atar there is no such thing. You're not Muchiv to Duchen a second time. Min HaTorah, mid the Rabbanim, you Muchiv to Duchen, Shachris and Musaf. But let's say there is no Musaf, just a weekday, and I already Duchen Shachris and my minion, and they want me to stay for the second minion, and not even Muchiv mid the Rabbanim to Duchen a second time in the same day. That's why there's the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achrayim. If the Kohen does Duchen a second time in the same day, by a different minyan, not by the same minyan. Let's say by us, we usually only Duchen on Yom Tov by Musaf. So let's say the Kohen Duchen Musaf in one shul, and then the other shul doesn't have a Kohen, so the Eskin, can he please come there? So the Magen Avraham quotes that's a Machlokes. He's not even Mechuyev to Duchen with the Rabbanan a second time in the same day. It's not Shachris and Musaf that you Mechuyev to Duchen with the Rabbanan. He duchens Musaf in the first minyan, then Musaf in a different minyan. So that's a machlokes, but he says a bracha. How can you say kedushanu, b'kedushas shalom v'tzivanu, sinish v'tzivanu? He's not mechuyev. The practice is that you do say a bracha even the second time. Like women, we cite the bracha on a zman grama, even though they're not really mechuyev. So we assume over here also the kohanim do say a bracha, but it's a machlokes and achrayim. What do you have to? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has like that. The pasuk says kohanim have to duchen. It doesn't say how often. The Gemara says once a day, every day. That's how the Rambam also writes. The Rambam writes, the Gemara says that the obligation to daven is only with the Rabbanan, tefillah is only with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam writes, tefillah is only with the Rabbanan means that you have to daven three times a day. And you have to daven a specific nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed. But the fact that you have to daven once a day, every day, that is Ben HaTorah. And part of the outline is Ben HaTorah. You have to start off with Shevach, then say Bakosh, and then end off with Hoidoyah. So the general outline is there, right? So you have to daven once a day, every day. Davening three times a day, that's when the Rabban. How did the Rambam get that idea, once a day, every day? So he got it from the Gemara by duchening, that whenever the Chumash said there's an obligation, doesn't tell you how often, so it's self-understood, it's once a day, every day. So that's what the Ramban seems to say. Torah has an obligation, Kishem HaShem Ekra V'god Alokeinu, there's an obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't say how often, so it's understood, once a day, every day, whether with Hesach Hadas, without Hesach Hadas. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah that's midirabbanan, that they're mechayiv you every time you lay tefillin, every time you do a Maisa Mitzvah. No. Many Rishayim hold you don't even have to have Shana Lasai. You say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even if you're not going to learn a whole day long. The guy's going to be busy all day, he's not going to learn a word the whole day long. You still have to say Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And if you did, so we're machma like the other Rishayim, you have to have Shana Lasai, you have to learn right away. But if you made a Hesach Hadas and you go back to learning, we follow what Tosfos said. You don't have to recite another bracha. It's a Birchas HaShevach that you say once a day, every day.
When we say Kriyishma, it's the Torah El Asar of Avraham.
It says Kriyishma. Kriyishma is Talmud Torah, but since we're saying it for the purpose of Kabbalah Samachu Shammah, I'm not really saying it for the purpose of Talmud Torah. So it's not Nikir, it's not noticeable that Avraham it doesn't appear that the Avarabba is functioning as a Bichas HaTurk. So that's why we want that he should learn Gemara, learn Mishnah.
He says it after this month, Yishma.
He said
it earlier,
Yishma.
Now he's
davening
in.
It's
after this month,
Yishma.
He said Yishma
before
the
Yoytzin,
now it's the
Yoytzin with Al-Asar. Nah, probably also not. The Mishnah says, go to Makari Batura. It's like Talmud Torah, but it's not only Makari Batura. Rav Soloveitchik explained, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, let's say, the shul davens after Zman Kriyashma, Shabbos morning. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks there's no problem. Say Kriyashma before the Shabbos Zman Kriyashma, and then daven with the shul and say the Birchas Kriyashma after the Zman Kriyashma. Mishnah Berurah holds that no problem. Many other poskim hold that that's not permissible. Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rav Chaim held that that's not proper. More correct is you should daven Mechidus. If the shul is going to miss Zman Kriyashma, so it's preferable to daven Mechidus to say Kriyashma al Seder Abrachas, then to ask Mechiz Gudul Tefillah, rather than to say Kriyashma before separate and then to say the Birchas Kriyashma later. But the Mishnah Berurah holds that. Okay, but still there's an inya of reciting Kriyashma Seder Abrachas. Okay. So Rav Chaim didn't like that suggestion. The Pri Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok Petterburg also has a long tshuva. He says the same as Rav Chaim. The more correct is to recite Kriyashma al Seder Abrachas. That's the Rabbanan, that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma al Seder Abrachas. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, that case, let's say a person said Kriyashma early, and then he later on is going to daven, and he says Birchas Kriyashma. So the Mechaber recommends it's a nice idea to repeat Kriyashma at Tzveitamol, the second time. Even though you're already Yotzeh before, why do you have to say the second time? It's a nice idea. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not stam a nice idea. He thought that that's pshat in the Mishnah. You're mechuyev to say Kriyashma a second time, even though you're not being yotzei Kriyashma now. It's after the Sozman Kriyashma. You read a yotzei in the morning, or you missed the man Kriyashma, whatever. He said, no, it's called Kriyashma later. If it wouldn't be called Kriyashma, you wouldn't be able to say the Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma are only recited in conjunction with Kriyashma. And he quoted a Tshuva Sarashbo that the three brachas in Shachris, the three Birchas Kriyashma, so each bracha spells out the themes of each one of the prokim of Shema. The first bracha, Yetzirah, Baruch Hoshech, Hashem B'dvar, Ma'ariv, Arovim, that there's Hashem Echad, there's one God. It's not that there's a God of light and a God of darkness and a God of good, a God of evil. It's one Barei Olam who did everything. That's Hashem Echad. So the first bracha spells out the theme of the first perek in Kriyashma. And the second bracha, Abba Rabba Abba Salam, spells out the theme of the second bracha. The third bracha, Gaul Yisrael, spells out the theme of the main theme of the third parasha, which is not so much tzitzit, the main theme is the gula, the Tzias Mitzrayim. So he thought that if you say Birchas Kriyashma after the Sov Zman Kriyashma, the Mishnah says, Lahipsid HaBrachas, Kare Makare BaTorah, means you have to say Kriyashma, not stam a recommendation, it's a tev. If you don't say the parasha of Shema the second time, you can't recite the Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma to spell out the themes that are contained within the three parashas of Shema. So you have to say the three parashas. The Birchas Kriyashma is in conjunction with the Kriyashma. So I think in that case also, let's say he already said Kriyashma before, and now, and he forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, he wants to be out with Abba Rabba. So true, reciting Shema Vayayim Shemayim Vayayimer, it's certainly a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but he's not doing it to shame Talmud Torah. He's doing it to shame Kriyashma, in order that it should fit in with the three parshas. I think even in such a case, we would recommend he has to have Shana al-Asar. He has to learn something else. Mishnah is a Mabes Seder, is something to demonstrate that the Abba Rabba should function as a Birchas HaTorah.
So if you already said Kriyashma, of course, the Sof Zman Kriyashma issue, point like the Mishnah Berurah, and you're davening for the minyan, the chazan is so far ahead, and you got to skip a little Kriyashma, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, you shouldn't have done it, because you shouldn't have been able to make the brachas Kriyashma if you're going to skip, let's say, the third parsha. Let's say the chazan is so far ahead.
If I see that I'm going to miss my Kriyashma, I got to say Kriyashma.
You already said Kriyashma.
Okay.
And now you're davening in the 9 o'clock meeting, which is so past Sof Zman Kriyashma.
And the chazan is way ahead.
So you're going to
skip.
You can't skip. You're really not yotzei Kriyashma because you need each parsha for the brachas.
Yeah, you have to say all the. He thought that it's Medina, not stam. Mechaber writes that it's a recommendation. So he thought that the pshat and the Mishnah is not so. He thought that Beikar Adin you have to say. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a famous discussion that runs as follows. If a woman wants to shake a lulav, a woman wants to listen to Tkiyah Shofar, does she say a bracha or not? Can she say, it's not true, she's not mechuyev. So that's a famous machlokes, the Tosfos and the Rama. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the minig by the Ashkenazim, the Rama quotes, that the women recite the Birchas HaMitzvah even on a Zman Grova. And the Rambam holds that it's not so. How can you say Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu on the tilas lulav? They're not mechuyev in the tilas lulav. So be a bracha l'batola. It's not proper to say. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. The Sfardim follow the Rambam, and the Ramah follows the Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Yatesa, that the women recite a bracha on a mitzvah saseh as magram. So what if women are not mechuyev to learn Torah? What if a woman wants to learn kids for Shulchan Aruch? She wants to be Baba Sedra. So can she say Birchas HaTorah before she starts learning? So in the Sefer HaOgur, the Ogur is one of the late Rishon. Ogur quotes from the Tur. Ogur was after the Tur already, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ogur. Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rabbi Yisachar, quotes from whatever he got his hands on. So in the Ogur he says it depends on the Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam, and since he's from Ashkenazim, and since we follow the Baal HaTosfos that the women recite brachas on mitzvah sesa shazman grama, they say bracha leishim basuka, they say bracha anatilas lulav. So if the woman wants to learn Torah, so she should recite Birchas HaTorah before she learns the Torah, like she recites a bracha before any Zman Grok. But you look in the Mechaber, it's a stira. The Mechaber paskins a woman like the Rambam. A woman should never say a bracha on a Zman Grok, because it's not correct. It's sheker. She could have shown himself this one on a Tilos Lula. And when the Mechaber writes the Ogur, if a woman wants to learn Torah, the proper thing is she should say the bracha before. All the Mefarshim ask, the Vilna Gaon ask, the other Mefarshim ask, Astira. The Ogur, the origin, the mocker of the whole idea is in the Sefer Ogur. The Ogur says it's based on the Shita's Baal HaTosfos. The Mechaber doesn't pass on like Tosfos. It passes like the Rambam, that the women should not say Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Mitzvah they're not Mechuyev. And so how come all of a sudden over here he contradicts himself? He says that the women should say the Bruch. So they have a famous answer, B'Shem Rab Chaim, a whole flowery answer, Ravel Vavos Olavechik, in a Sefer quotes, he heard from his father, Teretz. The Teretz is very obvious. Teretz is very obvious. We just said, Birchas HaMitzvah is, we assume Birchas HaMitzvah is the Rabban. We don't follow that Yerushalmi, that the Akronim quote. If in Yerushalmi would appear, there's a Hekesh, HaTorah, HaMitzvah, just like Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa, so too Birchas HaMitzvah is the Raisa. We don't paskin like that. We paskin if a person has a suffix, whether he was Yotze, Netilos, Lulov, so we say, suffix, Mitzvah deraisa lechumra on the first day sukkahs deraisa, the safik brachas lahaka, because the birchas hamitzvah is only the rabbanon. But if you have a safik on birchas haTorah, we say birchas haTorah is deraisa. So all other brachas are birchas hamitzvah, that's the rabbanon. Birchas haTorah is deraisa. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. They were never misakin a birchas hamitzvah on Talmud Torah, because there was always a din deraisa that you need a birchas haShevach once a day, every day. It's a different kind of a bracha. So what's the Shevach? It's out of Kavod HaTorah, you have to have a bracha in conjunction with Limud HaTorah to show the chashivas of Torah. We want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank the Rabban Shalom for giving us the Torah. So we demonstrate the chashivas of Limud HaTorah. Like there's a famous Gemara towards the end of Nedarim. Everybody quotes the Gemara at the end of Nedarim. Almeh of the Haaretz. No one understood why there was a Churban Abay. So the Gemara says, Asher Lebicha BaTorah Tchila. They were so great. They learned Torah without saying the bracha. So they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs haseh. So how terrible could it be? So they ran over there. I think quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Asher Lebicha BaTorah Tchila means that they were treating Limud HaTorah like a secular course, like a secular study. They didn't give Limud HaTorah the chashivas that it deserves. That Limud HaTorah is a divine thing. It's min haShamayim. The Rabbeinu Shlom told us Aderech HaChaim, how we should lead our life and be successful in our life. How we should be successful in a spiritual way. What's the best thing for an neshama? You have to learn Torah. So if you, that's the chashivas of Torah. You spell out the chashivas of Torah by reciting Birchas HaTorah. If you learn Torah without Birchas HaTorah, you treat it like a secular discipline. So you're mabaza the Kavod HaTorah. So when a woman learns Torah, true, if Birchas HaTorah would have been a Birchas HaMitzvah, she shouldn't say Shekadishanim Mitzvah Lasek B'Direi Torah. She's not mechuyev. Women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. But the women say the bracha because it's a different kind of a bracha. It's a Birchas HaShevach. It's a Birchas HaShevach to be recited every day, not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And Kedushanim Sasev Tzivan goes on the Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom gave all of Klal Yisrael the Torah. He gave the men the Chiyuv to learn. It's not a Bichas HaMitzvah that is brought to you over here. So that's what basically what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim just says over what the Ramban said. The Bichas HaTorah is a different kind of a Bichas, the Bichas HaShevach. That's why when you get an Aliyah, there's a Sefer Torah's refoil. The Valojin Yeshiva was founded by Rav Chaim Valojin, I think in 1801 or something like that. It lasted for 90 years and it was closed by the Russian government. The Russian Yeshiva didn't want to institute so much they instituted secular studies. But the government wanted them, they were harassing them so much. The government wanted them to lock the base medrash at night and to hardly get only a shmektabi. They should only learn an hour a day. It was ridiculous that they had a big machlokes. Should they close the yeshiva? Or no, an hour a day. So the Or Samech held, an hour a day is better than nothing. So leave the yeshiva open. And he was outvoted. They had a whole meeting. And Rav Chaim Soloveitchik with the Netziv, they both decided. It's unclear what the majority of the participants in the meeting held. Because Rav Chaim got up in the beginning and he said, I hold we should close the yeshiva and that's it. And I'm Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and everybody knows who I am and there's no more voting. So we don't know what the majority would have said if they would have had the right to vote. Because he stifled the whole vote. But they closed the yeshiva then. So the last 39 years in Valojin didn't see. The last 39 years, the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva. What was I going to say? I forgot already. Oh, so I was going to say, yeah. So the Netziv's son-in-law was Rabbi Foyle Shapiro. And his son-in-law was Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. So the Sefer Torah's refoil is by the Netziv Sanallah, Rabbi Fal Shapir. So he has a Chiddush. He suggests, others suggest the same as well, but it's not so muskam, that when the Gemara says Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah, it's only Birchas HaTorah Mederaisa when you have Talmud Torah Barabim. When a Yochid learns that we say Birchas HaTorah morning, that's only Mederabon. That's what he wants to say.
Wasn't that a Yerushalmi?
He claims that that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. But before Valojin claims that it says in the Yerushalmi like that. In the Mishnah Berurah, he paskens not so. Mishnah Berurah quotes La Halacha like the Shagas Aryeh, who paskens like the Ramban. He understood the Ramban. It goes on Bichas HaTorah B'yochid, not B'tzivah. We know from the Gemara in the first parak in the beginning of Megillah, the Gemara says that Talmud Torah B'yochid, Talmud Torah B'rabba, not to say. The Gemara is weighing which mitzvah is more important than which. So the Gemara says you have on the one hand Hakrovas Korbanas, and the other hand, Talmud Torah, so which is more important? So the Gemara says, Talmud Torah Barabim is more important than Hakrovas HaKarbonis. And Hakrovas HaKarbonis are more important than Talmud Torah B'yochid. So they're different, it's not stam the same mitzvah. Talmud Torah in Ein Adayim Alam Merubim Ha'isim Ritzon HaShamokim Lumuatim Ha'isim Ritzon HaShamokim. That's why Rashi points out, Rashi quotes from the Torah Skana, from the Tanoim, on the Pasuk in the Brocha, beginning of Parshas B'chukosa. It says, Rot from Mikem Mea, Omea Mikem Rot from Mikem Chamisho Mea, Omea Mikem Revova Yerdofu. That Rabban Shalom will give us a Brocha, that five Jewish soldiers will beat out 100 enemy soldiers. So five will beat out 100 means 1 to 20. A man became and 100 Jewish soldiers, so it should say, should beat out 2,000. 100 times 20 is 2,000. So it says, no, American, revolve your dove, revolve is 10,000. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, the arithmetic is not always gehalten. Chamisha Meya, so Meya should be 2,000. So the Tanoim answer, you see from the Pasuk, Ein Adomim, Rubim, Hoysa, Betzana, Shamokim, Lemuatim, Hoysa, Betzana, Shamokim. If you have a big chabur, you have 100 people doing its own shalmokim together instead of only 5, so that's a bigger inyan. See, but over here, I think the Tanoim are saying something more than that. Talmud Torah B'yochid, Talmud Torah B'rabim is a different dimension. I don't think they're just saying Ein Adayma, it's more chashivas. If they're saying that Talmud Torah B'rabim is odif, is more important than Akrovas Kol HaKarbonis, and then Akrovas HaKarbonis are more important than Talmud Torah B'yochid, so it sounds like they're saying a different. And Gansan a different type of a mitzvah. Talmud Torah B'rabim is a different kind of a mitzvah, like reenactment of Maimon HaSinah. Talmud Torah B'yochid is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Berachim is like you're reliving Maimon HaSina. So that's what Rabbi Valojina thinks, that the Yerushalmi says that Birchas HaTorah is only deraisa when you get an aliyah. When you get an aliyah, say a bracha before and after. When you learn biyachid, you only say a bracha before. That's how the Gemara says, "Menai lebichas hatorah lefaneha min hatorah shenema kishem shemek." You don't say lachreah. You only say a bracha before and after, and you get an aliyah. So you get an aliyah. Other mitzvahs, bichas hamitzvahs, only over lasiyasam. You don't say a bracha when you finish doing the mitzvah. The Gemara says in different places that the Bnei Marava in Eretz Yisrael, which was to the east of Bavel, so to the west of Bavel, so they called the Bnei Eretz or Bnei Marava. So the Bnei Marava had a practice. They used to say a bracha when they took off the tefillin. But in Bavel, they didn't hold like that. You don't say a bracha when you take off the tefillin. That's also, what was that all about? Why did they say a bracha when they took off the tefillin? So that's a big machlekes also. Tosis holds, Tosis in a few mesichtes quotes, because there's a machlekes hatanaim, is there an issa to wear tefillin balayla? Because it says v'shamarta sechuka hazos lemayadam miyamim yamima. So there's a machlekes. We learned the last parak in Erevin. So the mind, the last parak in Erevin has a machlekes hatanaim. What chuka hazos is it referring to? Chukas hatfilin or chukas hapesach? So half of the tanaim say it goes chukas hapesach akos medaber. You should observe chukas hapesach miyamim yamima annually, every year. Yamim yamima means once a year. The other tanaim disagree. They say v'shamarta sechuka hazos referring to chukas hatfilin. It's unclear. It's after Korban Pesach and after Tefillin, so you don't know which chukah it's talking about. So if you interpret v'shamata's chukah as goes on Tefillin, so what does it mean? Yom yomim daily. It does mean annually. It means once a day you should wear Tefillin. So if according to that shita, so then you say miyamim yamima yamim v'lo leilos. Then it's a din deraisa. You're not supposed to wear Tefillin b'layla. So the Raman paskens like that. That layla is lav zman Tefillin miyikir adin. We Rov Arishanim do not hold like that. Rabbi Rishonim hold that Laila is Zman Tefillin. And the Pasuk of Shemata, Chukas Hazos goes on Chukas HaPesach. Yamim Yamima goes annually. It doesn't mean daily. And Laila, you're not allowed to wear Tefillin, it's only Medir Rabbanan, because people usually, normal people, go to sleep at night. So there's a Gzera, if you'll put on Tefillin by Laila, Gzera Shema Yishim Bohem, you may fall asleep. Shema Yachfiach Bohem. People pierce gas in the middle of sleeping, so you're not allowed to, as though there wouldn't be an Issa wearing Tefillin in your sleep. But there's a gzeirish and nishim am sheni afiach b'am. So mid the rabban, you're not allowed to wear tefillin b'alayla, but min haTorah it's muta. So that's a machlekes. So Tosfos claims that in Marava in Eretz Yisrael they said a bracha when they took off the tefillin right before the shkia. Not they took off tefillin at 6:30 in the morning after they finished davening shachris with the vasik and minyan, whatever. No, they took off when they wore tefillin all day long, and they took off tefillin before the shkia. Because they held that it's also tefillin by Laila, like the Rambam, that Laila loves man tefillin. So what bracha did they say? The Gemara said they said the bracha lishma chukav. Shekereshanu b'mitzvayisav sivano lishma chukav. What is lishma chukav? It's a paraphrase of that pasuk. V'shamarta sechukah hazayis l'mayadam yamim yamima. So it means yamim v'lalayla. So you're not allowed to leave on the tefillin by Laila. So if you're about to take off the tefillin because Laila is about to come, they say shekereshanu b'mitzvayisav lishma chukav. It's not that tefillin needs a bracha before and after. Tefillin is like every other mitzvah, you need a bracha before. Then when you're about to take off the tefillin before night, you're doing another mitzvah, taking off the tefillin because it's soon going to be nighttime. So the tefillin only needs a bracha before. And you take and you say another bracha when you're about to take off the tefillin. Maybe also. Maybe they would also say a bracha. I don't know. That's what Tosis claims. That the Bnei Marav only said a bracha on the tefillin when they were taking it off before the shkia. But if you take off in the middle of the day, not Pesach Kisi, just take off because you finished davening, then they wouldn't say a bracha. And this bracha lishma chukav is a paraphrase of that pasuk. And the Bnei Marav held like that tana that chukav v'chukas atfilin akos medaber, and said din deraisa that laila is lav zman tefillin. The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. The Ramban thinks that they said the bracha lishma chukav even if they took off the tefillin after shachris, because they fulfilled the mitzvah tefillin for an hour. It was on their body for a long time. And who had the nami? They said lishma chukav when they took off the talus. If you do a mitzvah sheyesh by shihu isman, so then you say bracha before and after. Yeah, but we don't. That's the also maybe they also said lishma chukav. I don't know. So we don't pass like that. The Gemara said the Bnei Maravi used to say a bracha lishma chukah when they took off tefillin. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Rabbeinu Tamitai says, it's because they're about to take off the tefillin before the nighttime. It's not that tefillin needs a bracha before and after. No, only Torah has a bracha before and after. Tefillin, if you're about to take off before the night, that's a new mitzvah. The Ramban says that the Bnei Maravi held like that. Any mitzvah sheish v'shihu is man, say a bracha before and after. But we don't pass like that. We pass like the Bavli, not like the Bnei Maravi, that's the Yerushalmi. So the, by us, the only mitzvah that you say a bracha before and after is Bichas HaTorah, when you get an Aliyah Bet Sipur. You want to sandwich in the psukim, you want to have a Shevach before and a Shevach after. It's not the same as a Bichas HaMitzvah, you only say a bracha before. It's the Shoch HaShivas of the Torah, to sandwich in the Liman HaTorah between Shevach before and a Shevach after. Yeah.
The first bracha says Asher Kedushanu the mitzvos of the Sivan Malacha of the very Torah.
Right.
So how could it be not a Birkas HaMitzvah if it says Asher Kedushanu?
The Nusach was probably composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah like all the others, but it was the idea that such a bracha should exist came way before the Takana de Rabbanu that you have to recite Birkas HaMitzvah before you're about to do any mitzvah. So that's why perhaps they never instituted a Birkas HaMitzvah for Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is covered with a different bracha. What's the Nusach HaBracha? So they made two or three different brachas. First one sounds very much like a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's really, it preceded all the brachas that you say preceded all the takonas of Birkas HaMitzvah. It could be that that Nusach was composed at the same time they composed all the other Birkas HaMitzvahs, but they never really made it. There wasn't a need for a takana der Rabbana to say a Birkas HaMitzvah of Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah always required a bracha to show the chashivas of Liman HaTorah, that it's not like a secular discipline. It's a divine chokhmah. Chokhmah lekis. Some achrayim want to say that the first bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah, lasik v'divrei Torah, and the others are Birkas HaShevach. Okay, that's what you're driving at, that the first one is Birkas HaMitzvah. I don't know if you even have to say that. I don't know if you have to say that. You can say halacha lemaise that you don't need shon al asar. There were half of the rishonim said you can say all the three brachas at in the morning without learning anything. You don't have to say racha shem yishmerecha. You don't say elad vam shein lam shir. There's no need for shon al asar because the whole it's a din deraisa. You have to say the bracha when they were composing the nusach habracha brachas hamitzvah. All the other mitzvahs. So they added on another bracha over here, but it's not b'tarah. One could argue the point. They never needed to make a takana b'tarah's b'chus hamitzvah. Maybe they made the same nusach here as there, but over here there always was a bracha. So they added another bracha, but not b'tarah's b'chus hamitzvah. It's all b'tarah as shevach. The bracha once a day, every day. The praise HaKadosh Baruch that He gave us the Torah.
When were all the mitzvahs HaShevach composed? Like
Shekhovo, Karasam, Aliolam. Yeah, the Gemara seems to say Dan Sheikh Nesag Dala composed all the brachas.
So they composed those also the same time as the ones which are Birkas HaMitzvah. So why wouldn't they leave out the Sherki Nishadah Bimitzos of the Tzibana, just like with all the other Birkas HaShavah Vada, where they left there is no Sherki Nishadah.
It could be they were composing Birkas HaMitzvah with all the other mitzvahs, Kedushan Sos Tzivanu, and before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, everybody had to compose their own. What did they do before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to compose the Nusach HaTfilah? So everybody had to say their own tefillah with their own language. You had to have the general outline of Shevach and Bakosh and Hodoya. But each person said his own Nusach HaTfilah, whatever tickled his fancy, whatever he said. Then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah formulated. So there always was a Birkas HaDin, there always was a Birkas HaTorah Min HaTorah. Everybody said whatever they wanted to. Then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah decided to compose a Nusach to fulfill that mitzvah deraisa that always existed, that you should say Birkas HaShevach. They didn't have to compose a Birkas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah, because the chiyuv to recite Birkas HaTorah existed, pre-existed. Before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came around, everybody said their own Nusach. So, but once they were composing a nusach Birkas HaMitzvah for all the other mitzvahs, so it makes sense. They said, say such a similar bracha over here. Lasik shekasham tzasan, lasik b'divisar. But it doesn't have to be b'tarah's Birkas HaMitzvah. Birkas HaTorah always was required before they instituted the whole idea of reciting Birkas HaMitzvah.
Well, But they're also composing the Nusach for all the Birkas Shevach Va'adah. So why didn't they make this sound more like Birkas Shevach Va'adah, meaning without Asher Kedushan and Bruzos Esvan, rather than...
We say two or three brachas, Birkas HaTor. We say first, Lasik B'divrei Seder, then say Harivna, then say Shevach Manu Kol Hamim. So the Gemara says, at the end of the first paragraph, the Gemara says they're all nice ideas, so therefore we say all of the above. So there in the Gemara there are two girsas. Hilkach Nerminu Litravaihu, therefore we say both of the brachas. Hilkach Nerminu Likulahu, so therefore we say all of them. So Kol, the Baalei HaTosfos assume that the word Kol only makes sense if you have three or more. If you only have two things, you don't say Kol. So if you have the gears to hukach, then meaning lukulhu, we should say all of the brachas. It sounds like there are three brachas haTorah. One is lasik b'dirisar, the second one is laharavna, and the third one is shabachabarim. So other Baalei HaTosfos, machlekes Rabbein Tam and the Rashbam. So other Baalei HaTosfos cross out the gears to, instead of hukach nerminu likulo, they say hukach nerminu litravayah. There should only be two. They're not three. So that's the shaila. Are there two? Are there three? So the Tosis explains what it is. Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers. Rashbam is the older brother, and Rabbeinu Tam is the younger brother. Then there was a younger brother who was born after Rashi passed away. He was named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo. We have in Chulin, in Perek Kol Abasa, we learned this a long Rashi and Amud Beis about the Cholov and the Keva. Cholov Shev Keva, whether it's Roy Lachila or not. So it says that was added on by Rashi's grandson, Rabbeinu Shlomo. So this is a machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, what the girus is, whether you say two brachas or three brachas. What does it depend on? Because the Tosfos explains the issue. We have a klal, kol ha-brachas, poschas b'baruch. Every bracha has to begin, Baruch atu Hashem, Elokeinu Melech ha-olam. So Lasik b'divisar begins like that. And Shabbach ha-bona begins like that. Harivna begins, Harivna. It doesn't begin, Baruch atu Hashem. So the answer is it's smucha lechavato. You start off with the bracha lasik b'divrei, then the next bracha is smucha, so it doesn't have to be pasachas b'baruch. So that's a machlokes in Tosfos. When we have the klal bracha smucha lechavato, doesn't have to begin ena pasachas b'baruch. Is that only if the preceding bracha was a bracha arucha like hashayotzar? Then you say bracha Hashem, rafei kol basar mafli lasak. You say a whole nusach, then you repeat baruch Hashem at the end. So half of the Baalei HaTosfos hold the only time a bracha smucha lechavato, the second bracha doesn't require pasachas b'baruch, is if the previous bracha was a bracha arucha which was chasemes b'baruch, so then it's called smucha lechavato. But if the first bracha was just shekasham tosan lasik b'divrei seira bracha k'tzara, so then it's not called smucha lechavato. So that machlokes led to this machlokes, is if harivna is a new bracha, so it should begin pasachas b'baruch. So that's what, because it's not called smucha lechavato, because lasik b'divisar is a bracha k'tzara. So that's what led half of the Baalei HaTosfos to say that it's one bracha. Harivna should begin with a vav v'harivna. That's what the Baalei HaTosfos should say v'harivna, and it's one bracha together with lasik b'divisar. The other Baalei HaTosfos said no, it is smucha lechavato. There are three brachas. There are three brachas hatar in the morning, not two. And you don't have to begin with the vaviharivna. I begin harivna, and it's ena pasachas b'baruch, because it is smucha lechavato. That's the shaila, whether you need with a vav or without a vav. If you have a vav, means that it's one bracha. If you don't have a vav, means that it's two different brachas. So the meaning is that when the chazan says the birchas hashachar out loud, say on Shavuos morning, he has to say the whole bracha out loud, because once he's been yotze, everybody's going to say balachas, no one's going to hear him, so they won't be yotze. You have to be yotze with shemei kohena. But all year long, that you're not going to rely on the chazan's bracha, so he just says birchas haTorah. So many shul says birchas haTorah out loud. So he says lasik b'divrei seira softly. Why? Because it's a machlekes whether that's the end of the bracha or not, and you're not supposed to say amen in the middle of a bracha. So if that's not the end of the bracha, you're not allowed to say amen. So it's a machlekes whether that's the end of the bracha. Machlekes are ben atam and the Rashbam. So the meaning is that the chazan doesn't say that out loud. He says baruch haTorah from kenim alcho elam. Shekhshan Tatsana doesn't say Lasim Divisar out loud. Then he says Vaharvna, he says the Chasim of Vaharvna out loud. Tosfos has the same by the first bracha. Also a shayla. Was it one bracha, two brachas? Yeah. And the same thing by the Bichas Haftorah. this doesn't have the Birchas HaTorah. By Birchas HaTorah, if the Elena HaTorah, so what's the first bracha? Sir called all the men, Sadiq Bukhala Taras, Kelano, Homer, Yasam Dabim, Kamishkal Dvara, Venes, what said? So some people say, Omein. They think that's the end of the bracha. So Taisin Simsochim, and Avi Psochim writes, that's not the end of the bracha. Why do they think it's the end of the bracha? Because the next paragraph begins with big letters, Ne'amon. Taisin says, because they started with big letters, Ne'amon, so that misled the people to think that's the end of the bracha. So he says, no. So why does it begin with big letters? Big letters means everybody should chime in. So Taisis quotes from the Maseches Ofrim, when the one who gets maftir finishes Shkol Dvar Rav HaMetzvah Tzedek, you're in the middle of the bracha, then everybody chimes in and says, Naman Ato Hashem Alkenu, Naman Dvarecha, Dvarech Medvarecha, Achor Lo Yoshuv Reikom. And then the Bala Maftir says that also. And then we stop saying, and then he says, Kikel Melech Naman Vrach Morato, he continues to the Hasima. So the reason why Ne'amon is in big letters means because that line, it's a siman to the tzibur, they should say along with the Baal Tefillah. So Tosfos says, you shouldn't say Amen after Emes Vat Tzedek, because it's the middle of a bracha. What's the aver to say Amen in the middle of the bracha? You're not supposed to. Amen is only supposed to be at the end of the bracha. That's a shayla in Rosh Chodesh, when the Chazan says Yalav Yavoy. So usually the meaning most places is that everybody says Amen in the middle. Chazan says, how do you say? Yeah. So Chen Hashem Kan Bala Tov, everybody says Amen. If Akdena Levrach, everybody says Amen. Shein Bala Chaim, everybody says Amen. So some Achrenim hold you shouldn't. Rav Soloveitchik taught that you shouldn't, because just like Taisa says, in the middle of a brach, you're not supposed to say Amen.
Also,
yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not proper to say Amen, because you're not supposed to say Amen in the middle of the brach. Yeah. That's a shaila. A Matzoi Shabbos, when you daven Ma'arif, let's see, it has Ma'arif a Matzoi Shabbos. So we say Atachan Antonu, the middle of Atachanin. You see, Havdola, Atachan Antonu, Lamada Dorasecho, and then you have the Bakim. Hachalena Yamba Baim Lakasena Shalom Chasuchim Chalchet Menukim Kalabon Medibakim Beira Secha. Then you say Vichanenu Miyitcha De Abinam Haske. You say Vichanenu. Why do you say Vichanenu? Because it's all part of the same bracha, Hemshech. So a few Achrayim have a practice that not only on Matzoi Shabbos when you say Atochan Atonu all year long when you say Atochan Ladam Das, since Chanenu Miyitcha is not a new bracha, it's a Hemshech of the same bracha. You should always say Vichanenu. You should always say Bitavov. I think they quote that Ramosha had that practice. He always said Vichanenu. The Pashto says that that's not, there's no Tzushtel. There's no Tzushtel. Because Atochainu Lanam Dasam Lamed Le'enosh Bina, that's a Shevach, he's praising the Rebbeinu Shlom. He didn't see any Bakasha yet. Then the first Bakasha he says is Chanenu Mitcha Dea Bina Mahaska. So what is he saying? Vichanenu? If he asks for A, then he asks for B. He say Hochalena Hayam Abayim L'Kosenu L'Sholem. And also Bechanein Mitcha Deh Bina Mahaske, say please A and please B. But if you're not saying A, you're just saying B. And this is the first Bakosha, so it doesn't make sense to say Bechaneinu. You put a Vav in, if it's all one Bracha, if there's one thing, comma, and then there's another thing. But if there's only one thing, so what are you saying of Vav? The Pashto says you don't say Bechaneinu, unless it's Atachon Antonu. So you have first one Bakosha, you have another Bakosha. But that's a Machlokes in Rishonim. How many? The Gemara says all the three brachas are nice, so therefore the two gives Hilchach Naminu Letravayu, Hilchach Naminu Likulahu. You should say all the three brachas, or you should say the two brachas atur. Here it's on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, and the two gears are here. We have printed the name Hilchach Naminu Likulu. Then on the side, they tell you that the other Balei Tais has changed the Gersa Chanamin and Litravai instead of Lekulu.
Yeah. According to Tosfos, Lishon HaPetecha, is you saying it a bracha not to violate a law?
Yes, very strange. They usually don't say that a guy person shaves with an electric chair, he says Lishma Chukov. To avoid, when you eat kosher food, you don't say a bracha. Shekeshem Sassasanu, Shlo Legalech Betar, Shlo Lechel Macholos Asuris. He was just saying a bracha to take off the tzol, not to violate the Issa. That's what the Ramban doesn't agree with Tosfos. He thinks that any mitzvah sheyesh v'shihu izman, he say a bracha. It's a strong taina. It's a very strong taina against the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Yeah, but we assume like the Bavli, that the only mitzvah that say a bracha before and after is Kriyas HaTorah, because the Bichas HaTorah is to begin with. It was never Melechatchila. It was never as a Bichas HaMitzvah. It's a Bichas HaShevach. So you sandwich in the Leiman HaTorah in between the bracha before and the bracha after, to show the Hashivas of the Torah. That it's a holy thing. It's not a secular discipline. It's different from all the other things that we study.
Bichas HaTorah that you make on laying. So that's already a
Bichas HaTorah that you say
make
what?
Before laying.
Before laying, right.
So that's different already. That's first of all, it's not the Raisa, right?
We assume Bichas HaTorah in the morning that we say is the Raisa, and Bichas HaTorah by Nadi is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Rafael Balozhin in his Tshuvas, Teres Rafael, he has his Yerushalmi. He thinks that it's Faker, everything Faker. He thinks Bichas HaTorah, the Talmud Torah, the Yochid is only the Rabbanan. And it's only deraisa when you have an aliyah, when you have Talmud Torah Barabbi. That's why he's opposed by the Hasidim. He was a real misnagid, Balozhin. So he's opposed to the Hasidish practice. It didn't start with the Hasidim, that in the first 12 days in Chodesh Nissan, so you recite the Parshas HaNissim. So by the Hasidim, they take out the Sefer Torah in the lane. Or on Alel Hoshana Rabbah, Alel Shavuos, there are a lot of shuls where they take out the Sefer Torah in the lane, different sections, and they won't say a bracha. So he says, "De mavatla mitzvah deraisa." If you want to do Talmud Torah Barabim, Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, you have to say a bracha. So he claims that it's not proper to lay from a Sefer Torah not to say a bracha. De mavatla mitzvah deraisa. We assume not so. We assume the Bichas HaTorah that we say in the morning is a Bichas HaTorah deraisa, and the fact that when you're laying kefi takonas chachamim, you have to say another bracha. That's a takana de rabbanon. They never made a takana. Alel Hashana Rabba, that's a minik, so you don't say a bracha. They never made a takana, so you don't say a bracha. It's usually assumed not like Rabbi Fahal Valojan.
But the bracha by laning is also a bit, it's like that's a bichas Hashem.
Yeah, it's the same. Sure. It's all bichas Hashem. Yeah. There's a discussion in a recent poskim. The day before a boy becomes bar mitzvah, so when he davened in the morning, so he says all the bichas hashachar, he's a cotton, itam chinach, and then he says bichas haTorah. But then he becomes bar mitzvah at night. Yud gimel shana v'yamechad means, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar, so 13 years later, Vav Adar is Yud gimel shana. When it comes Zayin Adar, that's already yamechad, that's the first day into the 14th year. So the beginning of the first day in the 14th year, all the boys become bar mitzvah, so it becomes bar mitzvah balayla. So if the kid is going to learn a little bit balayla, if the kid is going to learn, and he said bichas haTorah in the morning, so he's only yaitzim midirabbanon. So how can? But now he has a chiyuv deraisa. Now he's a bar mitzvah. He has to say bichas haTorah deraisa. So that's what they quote from the Beis Halevi. Just like the Gemara says, if one forgot to say bichas haTorah in the morning, let him have in mind by Abba Rabba that should serve as Bichas HaTorah, and you need Shana Al Asar. So the night that the boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, you have to tell him when he says Abba Soilam, he should have in mind just like Abba Rabba is good, so Abba Soilam is the same thing. We speak about the Hashivas of the Liman HaTorah. So you should have in mind when he says Abba Soilam by Mayrav, you should have in mind to be Yotze. And then he should have Shana Al Asar after he finishes Mayrav, after the Chazan finishes Kaddish Tiskabel, before he says Aleinu, he should open up a Mishnayos or open up a Chumash and be Mav Sedra, do some kind of learning. Yeah, that's on the assumption that that you become Bar Mitzvah at the beginning of the first day in the 14th year. The Gemara says in Erechin that when children become Bar Mitzvah, it's Me'es Le'es. So usually Me'es Le'es means to the hour of the day. If the kid was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Zayin Adar, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He has to look on his birth certificate. What time was he born? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Mamash, a big split. Machlokes in Achrayim, the Magen Avraham has the machlokes. You know, when the Magen Avraham has in the beginning of Aruch Chaim. So it says you say Birchas HaShach, you say Birchas HaTorah, then it says that you say Korbanos, and then you say Baruch Shamar, Sukkot Zimra, Yishtabach, and then you say Chatzikadosh. So it says you have to have a minyan. to say Chatzikadosh, you have to have a minyan. A minyan means Asara Gedolim. Who's called the Godel? You have to be Bar Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham quotes it there when it says the Siman, and the Chazan says, when it says the Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan says the Chatzikadosh after Yishtabach, before Yetzirah Baruch Hashem. So it says you have to have a minyan. So the Magen Avraham quotes this machlokes. How do you read the Gemara in Erchin that it says Yet Neid Meis Leis? So half of the Rishonim, half of the Achronim hold like that. It means literally Meis Leis. The child only becomes a mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And other Rishonim hold no. Rishonim Achronim they hold no. Meis Leis just means you don't say all the children who are born in this year become a mitzvah when it comes Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year. Meis Leis means you were born Zaynod, you become Bar Mitzvah Zaynod. He was born Chesoder, becomes Bar Mitzvah Chesoder. But everybody becomes Bar Mitzvah the first minute of the first day in the 14th year. But you don't need literally Meis Leis till the hour. That's the Machlekes. Rav Soloveitchik used to think that it was a joke. Whenever he would talk about this, he would chuckle, he would laugh. But you look in the Rishonim Achronim, it's mamish 50-50. Half of the Achronim say like that, and half of the Rishonim say like that. They understood the Gemara Meis Leis literally.
So, you couldn't say
Kriyashma, yeah, so let's say, so if the child was born, let's say 3 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, so he's going to sleep at night. So tell him when he says Avasalam, we should have a mind to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah Shana Al-Asar. According to some, he only becomes by mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be sleeping then. So he doesn't have to say. He's not learning that. So he'll say in the morning when he wakes up, he'll say Birchas HaTorah. Shad is with the Kriya Shema. So if he becomes Bar Mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Kriya Shema that he said by Ma'ariv, that's when he was still a cotton. He only becomes Bar Mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the morning. So maybe you have to wake him up and has to wash his hands, and then he should say Kriya Shema. So that's what they quote the Beis HaLevi woke up Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim woke up his children. They were born in the middle of the night. He woke him up in the middle of the night. Those who were born in the middle of the night made him say Kriya Shema again, and then he went back to sleep. But he doesn't have to wake up to say Birchas HaTorah again. Shad is, what if he was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? So he says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and you say still a cotton, according to the half of the Rishonim Achronim, still a cotton. So there's no Eitzah. What are you going to say? Sofik L'chumer. There's no Eitzah. So,
that
it was Meis Leis Mamish. Rav Chaim was choshesh. They were choshesh for that sheet. Half of the Rishonim and Achronim were like that.
Rav Soloveitchik thought it was a joke.
He thought it was a joke.
He didn't know about Rav Chaim, or he might have known and argued.
I don't know. And the Svarim that were written by others, not from the family, so they all quoted the Beis Halevi. Rav Chaim held that it's a fake. It didn't. They would wake up their children. They were cruel to their children. They wake them up. They have to say Kriya Shema, and then they would put him back to bed. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a joke. Everybody knows that it's not so. I don't know how it jives with the family tradition.
Again, if they're born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
that's a good idea. There's nothing wrong with putting on tefillin a second time in the same day. You can say a bracha. The Gemara has a machlekes and Gemara sukkah. Let's say you put on tefillin in the morning, you want to put on the afternoon, you say a bracha not. So the Gemara says, "Be pas, can you do say a bracha?" Tefillin kol emishem minichem avrocha leim. Every time you put on tefillin. If there was a hafsoka, esach hadas, then you got to say another bracha when you put on tefillin the second time. So that's a reasonable chumrah. Yeah.
That would be the same with lulav and shofar.
Yes.
After
you hear shofar. Yeah, we have to hear shofar in the afternoon. That is correct. Yeah.
You put on tefillin only in the afternoon for the first time.
If you put on the first time, so for sure you say bracha. That's no machlekas. Yeah, all day long. You can put on film anytime, all day long. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik, I remember, once said over the Ritva in Megillah. He liked the Lashon. The Ritva always has a cheerful style of writing. His name is Rabbeinu Yontif. The Ritva's name is Rabbeinu Yontif. He was from Seville. He's called Rabbeinu Yontif Ibn Azbeli from Seville. So he has a Lashon. How come when you say Baruch Shamar, Pesuk Rezim, or Yishtabach? So Yishtabach is not Pasach is Bepar, because we treat it as Smuch Alachavetor. Smuch alachavet to Baruch Shom, even though you had a whole couple of pages of Pesukah Zimmer, Halal also like that. You say the bracha before Halal, the halucha after Halal. You don't begin your halucha Baruch Ata Hashem, even though you have a few pages of Halal in between, because it's Smuch alachavet. That's the takon. You say bracha before and after. So how come by Birchas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah, how come Hashanah on the Torah Semes begins with Baruch Ata Hashem should also be Smuch alachavet? You say bracha before, bracha after. It should be like Pesukah Zimah Lakhalol, should be Smucha Lachavito. So the Ritva poses the kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik liked the expression that the Ritva has. The Ritva says, the answer is, Min Bemina Eina Chaitzis, Min Mishena Mina Chaitzis. What does it have to do with anything? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, that's Pasha Pshat. I don't know if I would have realized it, but he said, that's Pasha Pshat. So he says, Pesukah Zimra, the bracha before Shevach, the Halalucha, Yishtapach afterwards is Shevach, and the whole Pesukah Zimah Shevach. And the bracha of halal, every bracha is shevach, and the halal is shevach, the halucha is shevach. So that's min b'mina ein achoytzitz. So that's called smucha lachavata. The bracha afterwards is smucha to the bracha before, because everything in between is also shevach, but shevach, but shevach. But by birchas hatorah, the bracha before and after is shevach, baruch atah Hashem. And then in the middle is not shevach. The middle is limud haTorah. You're learning about the b'midbar. You're learning chukosay b'ha'ah. You're learning divyum b'shmita v'yovel. You're learning all halachas. So that's min m'sheni mina, so that's a hepsit. So that's not called smucha l'chavato. That's why you have to be pasachas b'baruch afterwards. That's how he read the pshat and that ritva. Mestomen, that is the pshat.
It's not pshat that you have two different people making the brachas, and so the original Takana was calling first the first bracha, and
she
makes the last bracha, so...
And that's why it's not Smucha
Lechavita. I don't know.
Could be. That's an interesting thought. We should check. Maybe it's a Mishayim Seder. That is interesting. That could be. Chavetz Chaim has a very beautiful essay where he writes in one of his little svarim. Last week I was looking for it, I couldn't find it, but it's there. It's in one of the short essays. So he says, the Chazal talk about the Lossid Lover, there's going to be a Suda La Tzadik, and Rosh Hashanah is going to offer Liv Yosin. What's the Liv Yosin? The fish that he created in Sheshes Mebresh is sitting in a freezer for 6,000 years. So yes, why should we eat the fish? All right, it didn't get spoiled. Let's catch a fish now and eat that fresh fish. Why should we eat the fish that's in the freezer? What's he going to serve? He's going to serve Yain HaMeshumer. What's Yain HaMeshumer? That's wine from the grapes from when the Rabban Shalom created the world. He made grapes. So he made wine and he put it right there in the freezer. Make wine now from the grapes that we have now. Why should we have old wine from 6,000 years ago?
Wine is better.
Huh?
Old wine is better.
Okay, maybe.
Also sour.
Huh?
Sour also.
Yeah. And then he asks, it says that Adam Arisha and the Gemara says Adam Arisha brought a carp, a dozen in the Chumash. It says that Cain the Hevel brought carbonus, Nach brought carbonus, Avram Avinu brought carbonus. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says Adam Arisha and the seat of Hashem Mishar Par. So the Gemara says Mishar Par means Adam Arisha brought as a carbon the original Shor that the Ribbono Shalom said Totzi Haaretz Nefesh Chaya, Shor came out from the earth. So he brought that as a carbon. So the Chavetz Chaim assumes that it sounds like he was mak bedavke to bring as a carbon the original shor that came out from the ground. Why couldn't he bring one of the toldos, one of the toldot? We bring carbonus in the Beis Hamikdash. He bring vlade, vlade, vlades from the original shor. So the Chavetz Chaim thinks atzara shavusha b'hem that whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom created the b'mayim apiv, asar mamaris never ha'ilam. So the leviathan that was created b'mayim apiv, shalakodesh b'chi said there should be dogim in the yam. So that's tastier than all the vladi, vladi, vladis that we eat today. And the Yain HaMeshumer from the Andovim that the Rabban Shalom said, he wants grapes to grow in the world. So those were the most perfect grapes. And the same thing, the shor that the Rabban Shalom created, the original shor, the original Livyasan, the original grapes, that was the Mufcha. And the Peris that we have today, we eat grapes today that grew from a vine, all the way back so many generations later. It's not mufcha, it's not as good as the original one. So one might perhaps think that the same is true in Liman HaTorah, that you have the Rabban Shalom, Maim HaPib, Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Tavli Taras Picha, Me'alfei Zohar V'chesef. So which is Taras Picha? Whatever the Rabban Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chumash, Chamisha Chumash HaTorah, he dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that should be the most geshmak Liman HaTorah should be when you learn Chumash. When you learn Mishnah, that's already what the Tanaim figured out. That's Peri, Peri, Peris. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, everything is Peri. In the Mishnah Berurah, that's already Peri, 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 Peris. So one might perhaps think that the choice learning should be Tavli Taras Picha, the original Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes a Gemara in the first Perek in Gittin, where the Gemara says, the Amoraim were discussing what happened in the story in Tanakh by Pilegesh Begiva. Why did the husband get angry at his wife? So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. So the Gemara says, one of the amaroyim bumped into Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked him, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam doing now? He says, Ribbono Shel Olam is learning the Parshas Pilegish Begiva. Oh, he's learning Pilegish Begiva. And what does he say? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, this Amara says pshat like this, and that Amara says like that, and they're both right. The Gemara says they're both correct. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is all Hashkofe, and there's one section, one shar is all about the significance of Limud HaTorah, how important it is to learn Torah. So in that shar, I think shar Revi, I forgot about it. So the Nefesh HaChaim quotes this Gemara, and he says, what do you see from the Gemara? That whenever we learn something in this world, the Ribbono Shel Olam says it also, if it's correct. If a person says falsh Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to say it. But if a person called Masha Talmud Vasik Asir L'Chadesh, whatever Talmud Vasik says, if it's good to Torah, he says from the Tanoim, from the Amoraim, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say it also. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Everything is Torah Spicha. Not just, it's not like the grapes, or like the Levyasan, or like the Shor, that the original one that the Ribbono Shel Olam made was the Mufchar, and all the Peris is weaker, and the choice is the original one, you need Mufchar. By learning Torah, everything is Torah Spicha. Everything is the original Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam says over everything. Yeah. We have to commit ourselves to learn. We have to be mishaber ourselves to learn. When we say the bracha, what does it mean? Yodei Shemecha. What's Yodei Shemecha? So the Pashup Shat is, like the Gemara said, Kishem Hashem Ekro is referring to Liman HaTorah, because Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoy Sub Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say we should be Yodei Shemecha, we should understand what Elokus is based on the Liman HaTorah, because the Liman HaTorah is the Shmoy Sub Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be able to figure out, by learning all the Gemaras, you should be able to figure out this is a reflection of Elokus. This is a description, a mashal of Elokus. And then we say, V'lom de'sarasecha l'shma. True, the Gemara says, L'olam yasekana matara shalor l'shma, shemtech shalor l'shma bo l'shma. You should always learn even shalor l'shma, but a higher level is to learn liman atara l'shma. So that's the Rishonim all list, there's a steer between two Gemaras. The Gemara several places says liyolim asakana matara filu shalodishma mtav shalodishma balishma, and then there's a Gemara that says, and a Yerushalmi that says, whoever learned shalodishma nerchlo ilanepcha shel yasa alponim, would have been better that he should have died as a fetus. He should never have been born. He should never have been brought into the world. But the other Gemara says that it's not so bad. It's not so bad to learn shalodishma. The only Rishonim has that kasha. So Rashi and Tosfos answer that there are two different types of shalodishma. Person learns Shalom Lishma, he wants to get covered, or he wants to get salaried. He learns because they're going to give him an award for learning so well, or something like that. So then that's learning Shalom Lishma, that's not the highest madrega. But if a person learning Shalom Lishma lekanter, he wants to learn in order to be mevaza the rabbi, that the rabbi does know how to learn, to shlog up everybody else. So that's lemid lekanter, so that's an aver. He's misusing the Torah. And that's Narchla Ilanef Chashul Yasal Ponim. So that's a little doichik, because the Gemara never says that. It never says there are two different kinds of Shalal Lishma. It's a correct answer, but the question is, does it fit into the Lashon HaGemara? So the Netziv has a tshuva, Halacha Lamaisa. He talks about a fellow had learned the Yeshiva, got smicha, and then they never gave him Shlishi, they never gave him Shishi, because he wasn't a practicing rabbi. They always gave the rabbis. He felt very bad. So he founded his own minyan in order he should be able to get Shlishi out of Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah. So they asked the Netziv, is that proper? So the Netziv answers the stira. The Netziv has in several of his form, he writes this, but he has it in the Tshuvas, in the Meshav Dover. He has it on Shir HaShirim and on Chumash. He always repeats the same ideas in all of his form. So he says, to learn Vashishtait and Nigmar Shalal Shma, Shemitach Shalal Shma, Baal Shma, that's okay. But to be Mechadish Shalal Shma, that's not allowed. So to found the yeshiva, to found the minyan, that has to be the Shem Shammai. If you're learning, you're doing a mitzvah Shalal Shma, that's okay. But to do, to be mechadu something new, some people found a new yeshiva. Why? What's wrong with the, there are enough yeshivas existing. I want to be the president of a yeshiva. Or I want to be a Rosh Yeshiva. I have no parnasa, I want to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So go get a job in the yeshiva. No, no one's going to give me a job. So you have no right to found the yeshiva. You can only found the yeshiva, found the minyan, l'shem shamayim. That's what the netziv has. That sometimes limud shelo lishma is nish gefelet, but to be mechadu shelo lishma. I remember there was a fellow, he was a bacher, he was sitting, he had a notebook and he had a pencil. He was learning a mesichta the first time in his life. He was already writing a sefer, chidushim. And he printed it later on. He's learning the mesichta in order to be mechadish. That's not proper. He's supposed to learn the mesichta, and if min hashamayim, an idea comes into your head, so that's wonderful. So min hashamayim do mezakeh you. But to learn in order to be mechadish, in order to print a sefer, that's not proper. I don't think that's proper. Okay, you should all be blessed with a wonderful Shavuos. Well, it's not that next week we're going to continue to have the shiur. The last shiur will be next week. We'll go back to Chulin next week.
Make sure it's working.